and a half or 2 seconds before the conscious insight, we see the burst of activity over the back of the brain. Beeman says, the brain, he thinks, is blocking visual input, which helps allow weaker information to compete for attention. When a thought entered the subject's consciousness, aha, the neural cortex, the part of the brain associated with sight and hearing, lit up like a Christmas tree. The conscious brain takes the credit, one could say, for the heavy lifting done behind the scenes. The brain in idle, it turns out, can be far more active than the brain focused on completing a task. This was the 2001 discovery of Washington University neuroscientist Marcus Rauschle, MD, who, in observing the resting brain, saw that there was essentially a party going on in the dark. The default mode network, as Dr. Rauschle came to call it, is crackling with activity, burning perhaps 20 times the metallic resources of the conscious brain. So the brain's resting state circuitry, which is turned on, paradoxically, when you stop focusing on a problem and just veg out, is very likely the best place to park a problem. For it employs the best, wisest, and most creative, though not necessarily fastest working, mechanics.